Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another mini show, just a little midweek treat for your podcast needs. Now, after Nicola Lewis from This Girl Can Organize was on the show on the last episode, I've had lots of messages from listeners and members of the Facebook forum about organization, decluttering and the like, especially after I did my wardrobe clear out during 26 Habits last year, with people just saying, do you have any other tips? Are there any things that you would recommend we buy, etc., etc.? Obviously, Nicola gave loads of incredible information. I urge you to go and check out the episode and obviously follow her on social media. But it just got me thinking, what are the things that I personally implemented that made a big difference that I would happily and evangelically share with you, my lovely listeners? So here we go. These are five decluttering and organizational sort of things that really, really helped me. And the first, when you buy clothes, when you buy clothes in a shop, which is all the difference, obviously most of us, well, I certainly buy online most of my clothes these days, often they will say to you when you're buying your item of clothing or items of clothing, would you like the hanger with that? And for goodness sake, please say no. And here's the reason why. One of the greatest gifts I've ever given myself, truly, when I did my wardrobe clear out, was the gift of uniform hangers. The difference it makes when you look in your wardrobe and everything is hanging at the same height, the same width, it is like, it's just so pleasing. It's like a hotel room. It's like somebody has come in and sorted out your wardrobe for you, and they haven't. It's just you. It's like a showroom. It's like a luxury boutique in there, even if it is just your 8-pound top, slouchy top, which is what I tend to wear in the summer. That would be my advice. Those uniform hangers, you can get them in lots of places. Like I went into TK Maxx recently, they had loads of them. I bought a job lot of 100 from Amazon, and I don't think it cost a huge amount of money. And we'll put some links to some options in the show notes, obviously. But it was definitely something that I noticed that made my wardrobe go from feeling a bit kind of, actually, it was even before the decluttering, before I cleaned out the wardrobe. But even then, it made everything feel a lot more organized and pleasant to interact with. So those would be my suggestion, especially for the wardrobe. I use beige suede thin hangers for my clothes because I prefer them to the black ones, because there were two choices when I bought mine. It was beige suede or black suede. And I also have a few silk hangers, you know, those ones that are sort of soft and mushy, for hanging things like polo necks and anything that's a delicate fabric. So I would definitely say, I know it seems like an extravagance, but if you don't want to go down that road, then at least the hangers that you are getting from shops, perhaps just try and keep them so that they're all roughly ones that will hang your clothes at a similar height, etc., because it gives you the same effect. It is just incredibly pleasing, and I highly recommend it just for that moment when you open your wardrobe and everything just looks organized. That's all. It's just so simple. That's definitely my top tip. If you're going to do one thing, do that. Get yourself down to Muji is number two. And I'm saying Muji, but only because when you think Muji, you think Perspex organizers, you know, the clear plastic organizers box. You can get them in drawers or whatever. I just get the boxes and I put them into drawers that can easily get disorganized. So the bedside table, my bedside table as a beauty writer, it can offer, I mean, what starts off as one night cream ends up as four night creams, a balm, a mask, a concentrate, and goodness knows what else. And it can just look like a complete mess. But if I put one of those organizers in and put them in an orderly fashion, again, it gives the appearance of almost like being in a hotel, like someone has curated your bedside table for you. And again, it's one of those things that just is pleasing, that when the mind sees it, takes it in, it just goes, oh, that's nice. That's really good. I have the same in my makeup drawers. I have a big dressing table with two makeup drawers, one for skincare, one for makeup. And I delineate my color cosmetics and my brushes and various things. I keep mascaras in one bit. I keep lipsticks in another. It is just the thing as well, is when you have those in place, it's much harder to make those drawers messy again. So that's another thing. Now, depending on whether you're an analog or a digital person, I would recommend for organization an app called Wunderlist, which allows you to create different categories. So it could be work, home, groceries, banking, whatever. You can have as many as you like. And you can create to-do lists and task lists with alerts and reminders, etc. Or a whiteboard. Bear with me. Now, I use both. Wunderlist is great for compartmentalizing your tasks and setting up those alerts. And it means that in that moment when you're really cooking on gas, it can often be when you least expect it, when you're on the way somewhere, you can quickly grab your phone and you can put in a load of things and it will never get forgotten because you'll put those alerts on, etc. But I also really love a whiteboard and I have one in my office. And the reason is, sometimes I need to have everything visually in one place. So for example, if I'm organizing the schedule for the podcast, it's actually really good for me sometimes to put down all the Sundays in a row. So like at the moment, I've got all the Sundays in January, February, March and April, and put the guest next to each date so that I know that whether they've been recorded or not, I put a little mark next to it, but I know what's coming up. And it just means that I'm never thinking, oh, what's happening with that? Because it's just in one place. A whiteboard won't necessarily suit every home. It could be a piece of A4 blue tacked to the wall. I just use a whiteboard because I...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, just because when I was organizing my office, it just felt like the right thing to do. And I thought, well, if I get a whiteboard, then I'll be more organized, won't I? I highly recommend it. Wunderlist or a whiteboard. Places where you can put all of your tasks, which is what Wunderlist does. You can put everything regardless of what it is, personal, home, business, etc. And a whiteboard where you can put one task and put it in a way that is visually stimulating and means that you're not missing any of the details. I think they're really, really great things to have in place if you are worried about losing track of a particular project or losing track of tasks generally. Keep the floors clear. Now, this is very intangible, I appreciate, but keeping the floors clear does something good to a mind, body and soul and home. This isn't about hoovering. Although incidentally, is anyone else obsessed with shake and vac? Because I absolutely am. You know, that powder that you sprinkle on your carpets, leave for a bit and then hoover up. I cannot get enough of it. I'm such a sucker. But how about keeping the, but What this is about is about how keeping the floors clear can make everything else seem a lot more organized. Have you ever vacuumed your carpets or swept your floors and thought how clean and fresh everything else is? Even though the only thing that's different is that you've just moved everything off the floor. It's now my non-negotiable, and I hate things cluttering up the floor, as it has the effect of just making everything feel disorganized, whether that's shoes in the hallway, things that need to be taken upstairs that sit on the stairs, whatever it might be. If the floors are clear, if everything is on a shelf, in a box, wherever it needs to be, somehow everything just looks a lot tidier. It's that feeling of a hotel again, isn't it? You don't walk into a hotel and see things strewn on the floor. They all have a place. And I guess that's what keeping the floors clear does. And it doesn't require a whole lot of energy. This one is great. This is one of my favourites. This is a tip: clean your kitchen before bed. Now, Nicola said put the dishwasher on when you go to bed so that you've sort of, you know, you'll have everything clean and fresh for the morning. And one thing that really works for me is putting everything in the kitchen away, wiping down the surfaces, putting my clean coffee cup next to the coffee machine so that when I wake up, it's like going into a fresh, new, clean space. It's amazing how much nicer it is and how much brighter it makes me feel to walk into a tidy, clean kitchen in the morning. It starts my day off in a really good way. Sometimes my coffee cup isn't clean and I have to wash it up, but walking into that fresh space just makes me feel like I'm starting a fresh, new day. It's like turning over a new page. It's just a lovely, kind thing you can do for yourself. So those are my five, but actually I wanted to include a sixth. Because particularly with keeping the floors clear or cleaning the kitchen before bed or any kind of task that you put off or maybe think, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. My sixth is actually to time how long it takes you to do one of these tasks. Or whether it's cleaning a particular room that you don't like doing, the bathroom. Let's talk about that. How many times do you think, oh, the bathroom? It could be a room that you hate cleaning. It could be a task that you just hate doing. But if you put the stopwatch on your phone on and you actually time how long it takes you, I put money on it. It's so much less time than you actually think. And then what that means is that, so for example, my bathroom, I timed myself. It's 7 minutes to do a really decent job, you know, because I like it to be very clean. That's no time at all. So the next time I walk past and I think, oh, I'll do it later, I think it's not even 10 minutes and it takes no time and I feel so much better for it. Everything is just good for having timed it. That could be hoovering. That could be dusting. It could be whatever it might be. Ironing's another one. I get very passionate about this. Ironing is another one. The amount of times I walk past the ironing and think, no, another time. And then you find yourself in the morning, when you haven't got enough time to get ready, grabbing something out of the ironing basket and trying to iron it before you leave. And then you get on the train, you think, oh, did I turn the iron off? All of that is just stress you don't need. Just do it in front of your favorite TV program or listening to your favorite podcast. Emma Guns is available. Or whatever it might be doing, listen to an album. It's just timing these things makes them seem so much less big. Great English there, Emma. Timing these things makes them feel so much more bite-sized and achievable when you realise that in the grand scheme of a whole day, they don't really take up that much time at all. So those are my tips. Obviously, Nicola is full of many with much more detail and suggestion and for every single aspect of your life. I love her tips from everything from like how to organise your handbag to how to organise your fridge. She's a real resource. But for somebody who got onto the decluttering bandwagon sort of by accident last year when I did that wardrobe declutter for 26 Habits, I now would say those are my five top tips with the sixth. The one is of timing being really crucial to underpinning all of those other things that you might be doing. So there we have it. Do you have organization tips and tricks? Do you have any suggestions? Maybe you want to come over to the Facebook group, join in, maybe put up some suggestions, maybe show some before and afters. I would love to see them. But just get involved in the chat over there. The link to join will be in the show notes. And obviously, if you want to DM me and tell me about any of your fantastical tips and tricks that you have for organizing and decluttering, then do DM me on social media where I'm at Emma Guns. And you can also email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Hasn't this been fun? I hope you're having a lovely week so far. Happy hump day to you if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out. I am excited for you to listen to the next episode because, trust me, it's an incredible guest with an incredible topic. So be well, and I will see you on the next one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.